Wish I had some more time to just sit here and describe what I'm seeing, but the Terminator right now is just fantastic. It is the most rugged that I've seen it. From a lighting perspective, there are little islands. There are islands of terrain out there that are completely surrounded by darkness, which indicates some real variation in terrain. Up to the north, there is a very nice double crater. It looks like a snowman sitting there. In the 5-10 degrees below the pole in the Terminator, and then on the southern edge, there's almost like a hole. Looks like a hole, and it's the diameter of Vavilov size, just blackness, and then a wall of bright, and then it goes back to the black beyond the Terminator. So there's just it looks like there's a gigantic hole right there, one Vavilov diameter. East of the Terminator, and as you go south, the Terminator is not a nice smooth arc. It's just jagged. There's almost a 110 degree turn in the shadow as opposed to the nice smooth arc, again indicating some really interesting variations, and I'm sure we'll get some photos of that. And then one of the craters further to the south of Vavilov, maybe halfway down to the South Pole, is not only a very, looks like just a deep hole, and then there's like two island rays pointing off to the west and north that indicate very high ridges and very deep canyons coming up out of that crater. So again, just some really interesting visual illusions going on with the shadows there. Like I said, there look to be islands out beyond the Terminator, because some of the things, maybe even a Vavilov diameter into the Terminator, are catching sunlight on the peaks up to the north and to the south. It's very, very interesting to see.
Integrity Science, oh my gosh, that was an amazing picture you just painted. I glanced over at the SIR video and I literally saw fist pumps in the air. Those types of observations are things that humans are uniquely able to contribute, and you just really brought us along with you, so thanks for that.